So, good morning. As the Dean of the Faculty of Education in the University of Jyväskylä, it is my great pleasure and honor to welcome you all to attend this International Education for All seminar. Especially, I would like to welcome our guest speakers from Chile, from African Development Bank, from the Finnish Ministry of Education and Culture, and from the Universities of Helsinki and Turku. I also very warmly welcome the researchers, teachers, presenters, artists, and the Finnish and international students from our own university, and all of you who are watching this seminar via internet connection. I'm happy to have all of you here today. When looking at the seminar program, I think that we are going to have an especially interesting and a high-quality seminar. This kind of program is not realized by itself. It has demanded a lot of energy and creativity. I want to thank especially our adjunct professor Elina Lehtomäki, who has been the main organizer of this event, and all the other people working with her. You have done a great job. Thank you. The seminar is organized under the auspices of Finland's National Commission for UNESCO. It is the fourth time that our university has the honor to host this seminar. The first time was in 2011, and this year we have had this opportunity twice, since in January this year Jyväskylä was one of the places that arranged the launching event for the new UNESCO EFA Global Report. From the point of view of our Faculty of Education, I think that Jyväskylä is a perfect place for organizing these seminars. In Finland, it is our faculty which is offering the widest spectrum of educational sciences, covering the entire lifespan, starting from early education, including education for primary and secondary school teachers, and also adult education. In addition, in the University of Jyväskylä, we also have a very high-quality gerontology research center. Just a couple of weeks ago, in our basic level studies, the teachers organized a panel discussion on central questions and concepts of learning and teaching. In this panel, there were researchers representing the whole lifespan, from early education up to studies of the old age. The panel discussions produced new observations and ideas concerning, for example, the themes that are similar in creating meaningful experiences or good practices to enhance activity and motivation during the whole life spectrum. According to the feedback, both the teachers and the students enjoyed the event as it widened and opened the concept of learning and particularly the various contexts where learning occurs. For me, this kind of event was one important reminder of the global idea of education for all, in a sense that all of us seek and need new meaningful experiences and opportunities to develop ourselves. And this need is not tied to any particular age. The theme of the seminar this year is quality of education. The most basic element of educational quality is probably its availability to all. After this principle, there comes a number of other quality criteria which needs to be taken into account in order to achieve as good results as possible in people's well-being and in sustainable success of our nations. Countries all over the world are struggling with exactly the same quality challenges, but there are also great differences between the countries in their possibilities to achieve these quality standards. In Finland, we stand out as a country with excellent reputation in educational matters. In many international comparisons, we are at the top, among the best countries in the whole world. Despite of that, also here in Finland, we constantly face challenges relating to many quality issues. For example, almost daily we read stories of children or adults who have been victims of school bullying in their preschool or school years. Also, we are afraid that our educational system is starting to lose one of its basic past elements of excellence, the equal level of quality. We are worried about the news that parents are shopping between different schools or centers in order to put their children in an institution with the best reputation. One very current and important challenge of quality is how we can promote the learning and well-being of the growing number of immigrant children in Finland. Also, we face challenges relating to 24/7 economy, new technologies, and all the demands they cause to our educational systems. There are also many other issues in our country needing persistent and patient work in the future relating to quality. Perhaps this is also kind of good news to our becoming teachers. Your work, creativity, and passion is definitely needed. There is a lot of work to be done. One quality issue is still worth mentioning. It is presented in this cartoon picture with a statement by the famous scientist Albert Einstein. This picture speaks about the issue that we need to see each child and each human being with their unique personalities and their unique strengths. We can't measure each and every one of us with the same measuring tape. I think that this is a true challenge in a modern world of high competition and constant evaluation and comparison. To conclude, I hope that these seminar days gives us all new insights and understandings of the elements and processes through which we can promote high quality education in our countries. I firmly believe that we have a lot to learn from each other and that in order to achieve good results, we have to work together. I wish you all a very rewarding and interesting seminar, stimulating discussions and brave new ideas. I also wish strength to continue the work towards the world where education is realized as a basic right for everyone. Thank you.
And now I would like to welcome our regular theater group that we like to invite every time we organize a seminar like this, Theater in Education Taivalta. You're welcome. And we will see quality and participate in quality of education.
Quality and quality of education by theatre methods. So you will see some scenes, fictional scenes, and after the scenes we will discuss the issues raised in that scene, and maybe we can't solve anything, probably, but these issues we will discuss, and this will be kind of like a kickstart to your seminar, and probably your thoughts will be, well, we will see what you think. We don't know what you think, so we would like to know what you think about these issues. And how we're going to work, because everyone is around the world. Some of you are from Finland, some of you are a bit farther, came here from a little bit far. We would like you to introduce your country's point of view, because we will show some examples that we probably see in Finland and the things that we see around the world, but we would like you to tell us what are your points of view. But we will show some scenes, so we have three actors and I will be the facilitator in this. I will tell you what to do. You don't have to worry about anything. And well, if we introduce our actors, from there.
Hello, my name is Jani.
Hello, my name is Anu.
Hello, I'm Elmi.
And my name is Mariamma. And we will act now. role or playing a character when we put something on, like a. Now there are two childs. If they have hats on, or we put a scarf on, or a jacket on, so then you will know that we will be in character. But when we take the mark off, then we will be ourselves again. Okay. We want to warm your thoughts a bit before you see the scenes. And we have some arguments here. I will read some arguments to you. And if you agree with the argument, then you have to raise your thumb up. So try to raise your thumb up. This is a warm-up exercise now. Yes? And if you disagree with the argument, then put your thumb down. And if you don't know if you agree or disagree, you can kind of shake it in the middle. Good. And think these arguments from your own point of view, from your side of the story. Okay, the first argument. Everyone should be educated. Then, people should be given a chance to decide whether they go to school or not. People should be given a chance to decide. I think the education system in my country is accessible to all social groups. So think this as your own, from your own country. I think the education system in my country is accessible to all social groups. School-like education should be started at the age of 3. Some of you won't.
No.
Okay, good. I have many options from which to choose the right school for my child. If you have children, don't think, do you have options from which to choose? Then, what can buy quality with money? Yeah, is it possible to buy quality with money? Okay, interesting. Some of you say yes and some of you say no. Okay. Then, another quality question. Good quality of teaching is possible to achieve and maintain with little resources. Okay. Then, the most important thing is that everybody gets a chance to attend school. The most important thing is that everybody gets a chance to attend school. Then, the most important thing is that the quality of teaching is high, even though everyone doesn't have the opportunity to attend school. Even though they don't have the opportunity to attend school. Okay. Then, just a few more. Good teacher equals good quality. Good teacher equals good quality. Okay. Then, education transforms lives. Everybody's like, yeah. Good. And final argument. 50 years from now, the quality of education is at the same level worldwide. So 2064. Okay. Yes. Good. Thank you. Some of these issues that were in these arguments you will see in these scenes. So we kind of warmed your brain up a little bit.
And soon you will see three different scenes, and we will discuss the issues, and you give your points of view, and maybe we'll do something more, but I don't want to fail you just yet. But let's start from a first scene. So I have a bit of a difficulty to move, but and the other author who designed the building wasn't quite didn't consider these disabilities, but that's okay. Okay, so we're going to see a first scene now, and the scene is about I will play a role, and Jani, Anu, and Eni will also play roles. And a parent is watching a TV and thinking about child education, but you will see what will happen. Oh, my child is already 3 years old. I have to go to work, and now I'd like to find a kindergarten or a daycare place for my child. I wonder what kind of kindergarten would be the best. I only want the best for her. Well, thank God I have TV, and there are ads on TV.
Have you ever thought about your child's future, your child's education? We at the Bookety Book Kindergarten offer the best books and learning methods for your child to succeed later in school. It's never too early to start studying. Also available as language paths, choose from French,
Hello.
German,
Hello.
And Russia.
Okay, interesting. So learning with books. So they will start reading and learning at the age of 3 already from books. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe I should see another ad.
Does your child learn by doing things and exploring things? With us at the Play and Joy, your child learns all the basic skills needed in life, such as interacting with others through structured play. Playfulness is the key to learning. We at the Play and Joy celebrate children's creativity and ability to learn from each other. See more at www.playandjoy.com.
Okay. So learning by playing, okay. Well, interesting. But maybe I should see one another ad.
Hello. Teddy Bear's Daycare is a kindergarten which aims to keep your children safe during your working day. We offer daily healthy food for your child, and a professional nurse is always available. We let the children play independently and silently supervise them from a distance. With us, your child is at good care.
Okay, thank you. Interesting. The first scene of 3 ads. Now take 2-3 people from around you, and just in a minute discuss what you saw. What did those ads advertise? What kind of daycare, what was the quality probably in those ads? Just a few words with a partner, then we will discuss them here.
Thank you.
you, and please share your thoughts with us. What did you see in the scenes? What did they advertise? And, well, what did you discuss? So please discuss with us out loud. What did you see?
So first we saw three kinds of learning. First, learning from reading, and learning from play, and the shell can be saved in the kindergarten. And we want to start, my opinion, in the pre-age, it's better for them to learn from playing. Yeah, from reading it's a little bit difficult, and they will learn later, but from pre-age, yes, we want safety for them and to be. But in this age, I think, because I have kids, they like to play and learn from play.
Okay, so you think that the second adult, yes, the learning from playing, yeah.
I think all the three is best for them. Reading sometimes, maybe some, and
okay, so all of them were quite okay.
But together, not
together. Okay, together, yeah. Yes, thank you. Somebody else?
I think what they could do is to use the microphone. That would make it easier.
Yeah. What kind of quality did these advertisements offer? There was learning by books and by playing and, well, just hanging out there. So is it good quality for a 3-year-old?
I think...
Is it on?
Press on the button. It should be on.
Well, maybe... problems with the mic,
yeah.
We'll just shout out.
Okay. I think the second advertisement was student or child centered.
Yeah.
It was, the focus was more towards the concern about how pupils would learn, and that was like certainly learning better.
The first one was, the emphasis was were on the languages.
And
the third was, I think it was the books, reading my books. But I think a combination of all these could be a perfect mix.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so some of the opinions have raised that the combination would be the best. But please, actors, come here, back again. And... let's make a vote. Who would choose to put their child into the daycare of Bookity Book, where they learn by books, by learning? Raise your hand. Who would like this kind of education for their child?
So we must choose just one.
Yes, choose just one. Let's see. So nobody will choose the Bookity Book kindergarten. Okay. Yes. Oh, one. Why would you choose that?
Well, I choose that because I think back in my country, I started nursery at the age of 3, and back in my country, kids start school at 5 to start the normal primary school, but back in my country, I start at 3, and I excel very well enrolling into primary education. So I think learning at that age by 3, using books is very good for kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
From what country are you?
From Cameroon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So one vote for Bookity Book. Good. Then who would pick the Play and Joy daycare center? Okay. Quite a lot of you. So learning by playing. Okay. Would somebody like to say why? We have heard some. There are two opinions there. Yes.
Actually, I have a 3-year-old daughter, uh-huh. just like you. But actually, it's quite. I had a similar worry. If I have to choose one of those choices, I'd like to choose the second one. Because if the way of playing is more suitable, appropriate for the children's development stage, I think. So, yeah, reading books, learning academically is not proper for them. Right? Yeah, that's why I choose the second one.
Okay, thank you. For me, it's actually very hard to say because I don't have children yet, and I think it very much depends on the child. So, I don't know, maybe I have a very gifted child who can already read, and then it would be super bored at home, and I can't give my child the right education, so I'll probably send it to the first one. But if I have a child maybe that's used to playing all around all day long, and they will probably enjoy the second one more. But it's, I think at the moment it's really hard to say because those are so extreme.
Yeah.
Kind of. So I think it very much depends on the child.
Okay. Yes. Good. Thank you.
There's one element that kind of appealed to me in the playing approach is that of interaction and social interaction and playing together. And I think it's that social interaction is more important for the children to learn and to develop at an early age rather than more individual, like reading, or they'll move on to it at a later stage. But I think the social interaction is crucial, and the sooner the better. And in play, it's well structured, they'll interact and they'll have small conflicts and they'll start learning how to interact with others in a good way. I think it's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So you kind of learn the basics, how to make your life actually.
Yeah, and I mean things like sharing. They both want to use the same puzzle piece. Well, I mean, they're going to have to learn to share and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. And one more opinion.
Thank you. On my opinion, I'm choosing the second one, learning by playing, because...
Thank you. I know that through playing, a kid of 3 years... a kid at 3 years could learn best by play, because through plays, the kid can learn several skills, knowledge, and he or she can be disciplined through plays. Everything can be learned through games. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So everything can be learned by playing. Okay, good. Then who would choose the third one? Teddy bears daycare where children are safe and they supervise them. Two votes. Yes.
I think at that age, kids have the desire to play anyway, and I think the interaction just comes kind of natural, and I don't like to put so much pressure on, we should do that, so just let them be like they are and develop their own minds and their own thoughts. That's my point.
Yeah. So do you think that the second one... Play is kind of too much, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's good for the kids to have their time to be kids and to maybe play with the dirt in the playground and not have all this fancy stuff around or somebody telling them, "Oh, we're going to play a game," because most of the kids play their own games anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And there was one more opinion there. For the third one.
Okay, thank you. Practically, I don't have a kid. But if I have to make a choice, I will choose the third one. Because for the reading and playing part, I cannot ensure the quality of the teachers. All those ideas could be fantastic, but if we cannot have a qualified teachers, or those will be a disaster. So for the first and the basic things, I want my child to grow healthily. So I will put my child in the safe daycare center first and decide later when I have more time to go into the reading and the playing school to see how they teach. Yeah, that's my instant decision. Thank you.
Thank you. So qualified teachers is the main thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yes, thank you. Okay, all of them got votes. Good. And some of you said that a combination of these three would be the ideal kindergarten, probably. But let's make... please come out of roll. First. And we're going to... Well, actually, you're going to make some... You're going to think, what is the ideal? What kind of things are included in the ideal kindergarten? And you're going to make a statue out of it, some kind of abstract statue. And actors, please come and show what's a statue. So if I'm going to say that make a statue of the word summer party, then make a statue. So this is summer party. So something abstract which will show the word. But you're going to make the best, the ideal kindergarten ever. What things are included in that? Maybe three per people gather around, and there's not lots of time to think about it. Maybe just 1 minute. So gather your quick thoughts and make a statue, and we will see what you came up with. Okay, so 1 minute, and the quality, I feel. Do your statue.
Okay.
show what's the ideal. Please turn a seat so that they will see. What kind of things do you see here? There are these five powerful hands. Togetherness. What else?
Sharing.
Sharing.
Using.
What?
Yeah.
Using. Yeah. Good.
Trust.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Cooperation.
A good relation.
Good relation.
Respect.
Safe. Okay, so I'm interested in that. That statue there. Sitting and he's teaching him from something.
This guy is kind of giving me some kind of instruction from the book, and I'm kind of enjoying myself based on instruction. So when I'm like a director in a play or something, so one student is teaching the other while reading.
One student is teaching the other while reading, and the other student's being active. So, kind of try to take all three.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Okay, then the other half. There's more of you here, but stand up and like you do. Get some room. Let's see what you bring. Okay, so please take those statues so that we can look at them a bit. What do you see in these statues? What kind of elements? What kind of quality does this ideal kindergarten have?
Movie statue.
So is it kind of like learning by playing, I think?
Yeah.
Singing and dancing. Yeah, what's happening here? Would you like to say something about this statue?
Teachers are playing with the child.
Teachers are playing with the child.
Joining in the play.
Yes, okay. Joining in the play. And what does that statue with the star around everybody, what does that represent? Community? Unity? What else?
Support.
Support.
Huddling together in cold weather.
How would you name your statue? What kind of name would you give that statue?
Playful.
Playful. Good. Thank you. And there's one interesting here also where there's a bowling ball and some kind of telescope and books and quote, yes. So, how would you name your statue?
Adventure.
Adventure?
Yeah, because for us, learning is like cooperation, also trying to find the treasure. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. And we have books and have knowledge and also the map. And also, have someone like just searching the real life, like how things really go down. And we also have.
So technology also
is important. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Give applause to yourselves for your great statue. Yes, now I have technology on also. Yeah, okay, thank you. So the ideal kindergartens were very interesting, so they included quite a lot of things. Many things that we saw on the stage and many things you brought up yourselves. Is it important that a three-year-old will get early childhood education in kindergarten? Or should it be more free or something? Does a child need education at that early age? What do you think?
Well, it depends on what you define as education. And for a three-year-old, what they are able to learn and process and what they are capable of learning and processing, you know,
Most children aren't going to sit down and start reading. Most children are not going to be Einstein or Picasso. That's just the law of averages. So for them, it's more, and the learning is more experiential learning and discovering their world and discovering the people around them and how things work and what the names of things are and starting to make sense of their world. But sitting down and reading a book themselves, reading with your mom or your dad or other children, spot on. But that's it. Just it shouldn't be that structured. That structure will come later. There'll be plenty of time for that.
Okay, thank you. So education is you have to define what is education. That's a good answer. And one more answer thought there, and then we'll move on.
I think it's important that it's offered at that age already, because not all parents...
Is it on? Yeah, okay. Because not all parents can offer the same support, and not every child is coming from the same background, but still, every child should have kind of equal opportunities. Of course, it's not possible, but at least it should be tried to offer all children, also like at the already 3 years old, even just a room where books are, for example, or a room where games are, or they can interact with other children. So, yeah, that's why I think it would be important.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on. Early childhood education is, as you said, important, and you have to kind of define what is education, and all those elements you have to include in those, so playing and books and adventure and everything. Good. Well, now we're moving on. In the first scene, you saw a parent thinking about the kindergarten options, but now you're going to see a scene where three fictional parents from different parts of the world, they meet up and they will consider the best education option for their children. For their school-aged children. Okay.
Boy, I'm glad we have this chance to discuss our children's education. It is really enlightening to see what other people think, isn't it?
Yes, it's great that we can help each other.
Picking the best school is difficult.
And where I come from, we have so many options from which to choose. The nearest school isn't necessarily the best.
Not me. I don't have to pick the school. I have to pick the child.
I'm sorry, but what do you mean?
Well, I have 8 children, and I don't know which of them I should put to school.
All of them? Education is really important. It's for your child's future. The better education, the better job. Good education gives a good basis for a good life. What's it?
I don't have the money. And I need some of them to help at home.
Maybe you put the oldest ones to school.
They are girls.
So?
They don't need education. They get married and have children. Besides, my brother's son has been to school for 2 years and still don't know how to read.
What kind of teacher do you have? Have you complained about him?
Well, no. Because he's the only one who can read and write in our village.
Well, too bad for you. But me, I only want the best for my children. I want their education to be of best quality. I'm willing to pay for extra lessons to guarantee the best results. Why would you pay? Shouldn't the education be the same for all, regardless the income rate? Do we want to deny the quality from the poor?
I have the chance. Why not take it?
What about you? If it's not about money, then what makes your choice so difficult? Well, our nearest school has a bit bad reputation. But I would like our kids to go to the same school with their friends and the other kids in our neighborhood. But on the other hand, music-oriented school would be nice. Or science, or art, or physical education. It would be nice if my kids would get some special skills in school.
I have hired music instructors and tennis coaches for my children, and they teach them after school. I think that quality increases when professionals teach their own special field of expertise.
I can't even think of anything like that. It's way too expensive.
Well said.
Thank you. Okay, so you saw three parents from probably different social backgrounds and different parts of the world. What were they thinking about? What did you see? Let's ask like that. What were they wondering about? So, but let's bring them back. So let's just. What's the situation for this parent? He's poor. He needs somebody to help in life.
They don't have good school.
They don't have good school. Do they have school at all?
No. One teacher.
One teacher or maybe no school. Okay, good. So, and he had 8 kids and he's wondering whether or not he should put them all to school or who's going to go to school. And the oldest ones were girls. So they will get married and have children, so they don't need education. Is this a real problem, realistic problem, around the world? Yeah. Okay. Well, then the second person who had a difficult choice of whether, how to pick the school, how to pick the right school, music interests the child, or art, or science, or physical education, and the regional things she was considering about also. So, what's her problem? What choice?
You have chosen the school.
how to choose the right school. Yeah, is it difficult to choose the right school? Do you have the same problems? Do you need to pick the school? Who is fighting that problem? How to pick the school? How to pick the right school for your child? So you have the choices. You have the different choices also. Okay. What about the rich woman here? What's her issue? What was she? What are her thoughts? Yeah, so she can buy quality.
Yeah,
private lessons, tennis lessons. Okay, which one of you are in her situation? There's one.
Since I'm studying education,
could you? Yes, the microphone broken.
I'm studying education for quite a while now, and I have seen some research that supporting your child wherever possible brings better outcome and then leads to a higher quality of their life after school. So from my point of view, I wouldn't support my child like that, but keeping in mind that it increases the quality of their life later on, I think I would put some more effort, even if I don't have the money. I would really put a lot of the money I have into the education of my child, since I know how important it is. I don't like that idea, but for my child, I would try to prevent the best.
Okay, thank you.
I have a microphone too. I would agree with everything Sonia says. I think if you can invest, it's really nice too. It does help later. Although I think what was said in the dialogue was like after school extra tennis lessons and after school music lessons and so much after school activity. That's a lot of pressure on the student to excel in a lot of different areas, and it doesn't leave much time for the student to play and like see their friends and kind of relax and develop that way. So I think investment is good, but it has to be balanced with allowing the child time to actually develop themselves and their own interests.
Yeah, she was talking about free time lessons, tennis lessons, music lessons, outside school. Yeah, true.
I think when a mother has to think about those decisions, it is probably that she doesn't trust the school system so much. So she probably thinks that what school provides for her child is not enough. So
yeah.
If she wouldn't have to think about those things, if she would be pleased with how the school works.
Yeah, good point. So she probably isn't happy with the regular school system. That's why she's buying all the extra lessons and stuff. Is that parent, the parent in the middle, is she happy with the school system, the regular school system?
I think she's also a little bit affected by that. I mean, she's worried about the reputation of the neighborhood school, so there's still kind of
unease with is that really a good school or not. There's that concern is still there. And I mean, I feel that we have a lot of choice in choosing the school, but I feel that we kind of create a need to choose a school. And this is something I've seen in my home country. We have the private sector, like public and private sector share a fair part of the, I don't like calling it a market. That's what it feels like, because then the public schools have to compete against all the fancy programs the private schools come up with. So not a single public school is offering the same program anymore. They all have these fancy things to attract the parents, to attract customers, to have actually get kids into their school. So we're kind of creating this competitive environment and creating the worries about, oh, is this school better than the other one, when I think they should all be good schools.
They should all be good schools, so they are not equal, all the schools. Okay. Who agrees with this? So the schools are not equal? Yeah. Okay. One opinion there also. Where's the mic?
Thank you.
Two mics.
I hope the parent is doubting two options. She is not aware herself about the school, what is going on in school, but at the same time, she is not aware even her child, what are the potentials of her child so that he can attend the school. Therefore, as she failed to distinguish those ideas of knowing the potential of her child and knowing what is going on in school, then to her, the choice of school is much more difficult.
Yeah, the child's potential also you have to consider. Okay, good. Thank you. Let's give quick advice for these three parents. What should they do? Please give advice to this rich woman here. What should she do when picking out the school? She has the money, but is that enough? Or should she spend the money, or shouldn't she spend the money? Just some advice.
Why don't you invest your time and energy and maybe some money in your local school instead, and start programs not just for your child, but to help enrich all of the children's lives?
So yeah. It's, you kind of spread it around a little bit. And then you become more involved, and then maybe work with more parents and get them more involved in the school.
So she should spend her money on the school system, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Another advice from there.
She should ask her kids what they want.
Yeah, she should
like ask. Especially for the after-school things.
Okay, good. So invest your money on the school system, not just for your own child, and ask her what she wants.
I'll consider that. Thank you.
Yes. Then some advice to this parent who has a difficult choice of how to pick the school, how to pick the right school, in the neighborhood or somewhere else, or art-oriented, or blah, blah, blah. What else? What kind of advice would you give her?
It's better to concentrate on what's the ability of your child. Maybe one of them is interested in arts, the other one is likes physical education. So you should analyze your child's ability and the skills that this child has. Mm. You may seek some advice from professionals.
Mm-hmm. Good. So the child's ability you have to think about. Okay. Back there.
Please choose the neighborhood school where the friends are.
Yeah, choose the neighborhood school where the friends are. Good. Okay. And one advice more.
I think a bit of the same advice that we gave to her can apply also. I mean, she can get involved in her local school, even if she doesn't necessarily have as much money as some other parents. She can still be involved and help develop programs in the school or work with other parents and help make the neighborhood school better and more attractive to other parents.
Yeah, good. So parents can do things also.
Absolutely.
Good. And one more.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to that with the paying money to the schools to support it and being really active as a parent in school, I think there are people who just can't do that, and I think it's a public, it's a state who should provide good school and not private person investing private money in a school system, and it should be provided by the school for everyone, for the state, and not by private persons.
Yeah.
It's not the duty of...
Yes, money for everybody, actually. Good. Okay. Then what are you going to do, by the way?
Maybe I put my child to the nearest school.
Okay. Good. Then this guy here, what should he do? What kind of advice would you give him?
I think this man should leave all these questions for his wife to decide.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he doesn't understand life. He needs to get a life.
He needs to get a life, and he needs.
Yeah,
to...
let your wife make all these decisions because she must be. She must be better than you.
Let's ask him. Yeah, what does your wife? What would your wife say if you let her decide?
She has the same opinion as me.
Okay. I think. Okay, that advice from there.
I think it's unfortunately not a problem that you can solve on your own, because it's a worldwide, global problem that you, as a person, cannot fight. And I hope you will get support somehow, but it's the whole system that has to be changed so all your children can attend school. But maybe there's, for now, another way to, not just think, oh, let's put the boys to school, not the girls. Maybe there's another way how there can be some kind of support system within your community or neighborhood. But I think it's a burden that cannot be taken from you as an individual right now. So I'm very sorry for you.
I feel like this is going to be controversial to say, but I think you should send the boys. If the society is set up so that boys are given the advantages anyway, even if you put the girls into school, the chances that they'll be able to get a good job afterwards is probably not as good as if you sent the boys. So for the whole family, maybe, it's best to kind of look at what the probability of people succeeding is. But
okay.
I would like to ask a question from you. Would you, for the benefit of your child, would you let him or her to be in another country, in another family, to have the chance of having better education?
Oh. That's a difficult question. Yeah. That's my child, after all.
Yeah. So,
very far away,
probably. Yeah. Okay, so that's an interesting question that you raised. Good. There you go.
I would say send the smartest child to the school, and when he come back home, he's supposed to teach the other siblings.
Oh.
Or she.
Okay, so the child that goes to school teaches the other siblings. Okay, good. Yes, there's one advice more back there.
I think some adults in the community should go to school so that you would have more literacy to be able to teach the children.
So adults need to go to school so that they could teach the children. Okay, good. So the one advice was that, he probably can't do anything because it's a worldwide problem. But who can solve the worldwide problem? Is it possible to solve the worldwide problem? That's what you're here to think about in this seminar. But is it really possible to solve that kind of a big problem? 50 years from now, 100 years from now? Some of you are like, yeah, maybe.
I think if you consider how the literacy rate was about 150 years ago here, maybe something can change because, yeah, everybody here can read and write, or mostly. And I think in Germany it's still more than a little bit less than 20% who can't actually read or write. So it's a number, it's shocking, but it's that way. And I think there has to be work done, but yeah, of course.
Okay, yes, that's good. Let's stay positive about the thing, and we can change, probably, things, because things have already changed. Okay, good. Thank you, actors. We're going to... can we go a little bit over time? Yes. We're going to show one more scene, and after that, you can take pens and papers for yourselves and write some things down, but I'm going to tell you a bit later what you're going to write. Whoa. Yes. Okay, so we're going to see, at the end, we're going to see a scene where there's a meeting. Three different teachers from three different countries meet up, and they are trying to solve the education crisis. So we're going to see what's going to happen. Dear participants, please come in. Please come in. You three are the chosen ones. The three of you are the best of the best. We invited you here to end the education crisis. Please introduce yourselves.
Expensive private school. Nice to see you all.
Public school from the first world. Pleased to be here.
Developing country. No teachers.
Well, thank you. As you know, we have some problems concerning education. The issues today concern gender inequality, poverty, regional differences, quality of teaching, just to name a few. In order to solve them all, we should start with the quality of education and teaching. And it's best to start from defining what qualities does a good teacher have. Let's start from the basics. Please take pens and papers there and write some mind maps, write some things down. What is a good teacher like? What qualities does she have? Okay, time is up. Yes. Let's see what you came up with. Let's start from public schools. Show me your result.
This much of knowledge, then skills and will.
Okay, so that makes a good teacher.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, developing country. It's empty. Didn't you come up with anything?
No books, no teachers, no schools, no problems.
Interesting, but if you had a school, what kind of teacher would be a good teacher? What would you like to do?
I want children to learn.
Okay, well, thank you. What about expensive private school?
I say that professionalism and qualifications are the criteria of a good teacher.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'd say that you came up with rather interesting but pretty vague answers. Well, what about reality? What about, what's the practice? What about practice? Something concrete. What makes a good teacher? What qualities does a good teacher have? Anybody? Thank you. Well, we probably need some help. Okay. Thank you. Now, they thought that diplomas... Well, the expensive private school thought that diplomas are a good thing for a good teacher, and it gives quality. Second person said that skills and knowledge and will, that's a good teacher like. And the third one said that no teachers, no problems, no school. Yeah. So pretty vague answers. Now, write in your books or notebooks some concrete qualities. What makes a good teacher? What kind of qualities does a good teacher have? You can discuss it with the person next to you, but write your own mind maps. Do some other writings there. Just a few minutes. What makes a good teacher? What qualities does a good teacher have? Just a few words, something concrete, and then we're going to... And this is for your whole seminar. You can use these concrete answers through the whole 2 days that you are staying here. Can continue that through the whole seminar if you would like to, but let's raise some concrete things. What makes a good teacher? If we said that a good teacher, well, the argument was good. How was the argument in the beginning? Good quality equals good teacher. So, what kind of qualities does a good teacher have so that the quality of education will be good? What kind of things did you write down? We're going to write some of those for you to see.
They have to love learning and be a lifelong learner themselves.
They have to love learning and be lifelong learners themselves. Okay, good. What else? They have to teach the class.
Okay, they have to teach the whole class, but they also have to take a look at the individuals, so individual learning, not only teaching the class, like all the things together, but also see how the individual students are learning.
Yeah, so they have to take into consideration all the different learners also. Yeah, good.
I think they should be able to find pleasure in making relationship with students beyond just teaching subject matter.
Yeah, they have to probably enjoy also the thing that they do. Good. Yes.
Good teacher should have, I think, good relationship with students and respectable personality.
Yes, good personality also.
I think they should also have professional skill and the knowledge which make them qualified.
So they have to be qualified, so they have to have professionalism and skills and those things that we saw in the scenes.
They have to know the things.
Yeah, they have to know what they teach. Yeah. Okay, good.
And I think they not only have to have the knowledge, but they have to have the ability of transferring the knowledge to the students. Because even if you're the smartest person ever, if you can't teach someone something, it's not worth anything, as a teacher at least.
Yes, so they have to know how to transfer the knowledge. Good.
Thank you. A good teacher should have teacher ethics and professionalism, and he or she should have skills on how to deliver the content or to handle the teaching processes.
Yeah. Ethics also, and how to the teaching process, how it goes on to children also. Okay, did you have, yes?
Yeah, the teachers should be passionate about their subject and teach with passion.
Yes.
And also they should have humility and, you know, so, if they can say that they are wrong. They can be wrong and admit it.
Yeah. So teachers can be wrong also. Yeah, and they can admit it. Yeah. Okay. Good. Sorry, but probably everybody didn't hear. Can we get the mic here?
Okay.
knowledge of subject matter as well as pedagogical aspect is very important for a teacher, because I know many teachers, talent and active teachers, but fail to deliver their lesson to different or diversity learners. So,
So different diversity of learners is also, you have to consider. Okay, from here and from there, if we could get another mic down there, but let's take this one first because the mic is here. Could you pass the other mic there?
I also think that experience makes a good teacher. I mean, if you don't experience the classroom, there's some skills that you can't work on. I think you learn by teaching. You try something in the classroom and, oh, that really didn't work. Okay, what went wrong? And you learn from that.
Yeah.
Become a better teacher.
Experience. Good. And then?
And I also think in situations where resources are very limited, a good teacher must be able to have the ability to improvise and have creativity skills and also good interaction skills with parents and society in general.
Yes. Good improviser also, and communicating with parents. Just a few, you and...
The teacher should be a learning facilitator and not considering only education, but emotional side of the students as well.
Yeah, emotional side also. Good, thank you. So learning facilitator. And 3 points, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, and like Aiden said, it's true that with experience you learn, but only if you reflect. Because you can have a lot of experience, but if you don't really reflect on what you're doing, well, you're not going to learn from it. So
yeah.
The ability to reflect on what you're doing is very important.
Reflection is also important so that you will learn from your own mistakes. Okay, and here...
The same thing.
The same thing. Oh, so reflection.
Yes. Reflection. A teacher should reflect on what is good and how you can improve.
Yes, how you can improve your work. Okay, and one more.
I think that children often appreciate if the teacher has a good sense of humor or playfulness.
Yeah, that's true. We can have fun also when we learn stuff. Okay, so there are quite a lot of qualities what makes a good teacher, and probably more, there are more, so you can think of those during this seminar. And now we have raised some of the issues that you're going to come across during this seminar. So, yes, we didn't solve anything, because these are kind of big issues, and the quality of education and teaching is a huge area that you will discuss this over these 2 days. And we hope, please come, actors here. We hope that we opened somehow your minds open to this seminar, so you will, when you go to a lecture, you will see that, okay, we thought about those things over the opening in the seminar. And, I'm not sure what to say, because, yeah, this seminar is for you, and you're going to discuss these things over 2 days. And would you like to say something to us or to your peers here?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, one question here.
Yeah, just, are you a student or actor?
We actually...
then you are professional, excellent.
Thank you. We do this for a living, yes. Well, not actors, but most of us actually are teachers.
Oh.
Yes. So teachers and actors, so we know the issues that you're talking about here. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh,
And thank you very much, Tai Valtajat. And we could also say, we were discussing here with our colleagues, actually, a University of Jyväskylä former students. So yes. This is how we expect you to be in the future, creative teachers. Thank you very much.